Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode number 82. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. If you're listening to the radio version of this show, it will air on a weekend on a radio station near you. If it's a podcast, however, something you've streamed or downloaded, then it may not be a weekend. I recognize that. Regardless, we do have a great show planned for you this hour. Thanks for joining us. In a minute from now, we're going to learn about a new smartphone with an integrated thermal imaging camera and why that's cool. We'll catch up with Fellows this hour about proper ergonomics, using technology responsibly as it relates to the wear and tear it could have on the human body. And also on Tech It Out, we're going to chat with Philips about Philips Cares. It's a new program tied to seniors and caregivers. This is all coming up on today's show. All right, let's kick things off. When is a smartphone more than just a smartphone? When it's super durable, that it's ideal for the millions of people who work in the field, maybe often harsh environments? Or what about a smartphone that has an integrated thermal imaging camera, indoor air quality sensor, and a lot more? Well, you know the brand Caterpillar, of course, best known for those huge construction and agricultural machines and other equipment. But you might not know that there are Cat-branded ruggedized smartphones. Joining us to talk about its latest model, the Cat S61, is Casey Clement. He is the senior product manager at Bullet Group, the company behind Cat Phones. Welcome to the show, Casey.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
So I gave a brief overview of what the Cat S61 is all about, and I'll ask you to elaborate in a moment from now. But why don't we start off a little bit more high level and tell us about Bullet Group and the Cat-branded phones and what makes them unique.
Yeah, absolutely. What differentiates a Cat phone is this is what we do. We breathe and live the rugged device space. And so we purely provide rugged phones and have specialized in this since 2009. Our customers are the center of everything that we do. So we have gone out and over the years have spoken to over 50,000 customers. And we take that feedback and those pain points that customers have in the field working in these different verticals, which we'll discuss, and we bring them back and say, how can we solve the needs of these niche verticals in these spaces? We over-index on rugged credentials, so we're not your standard rugged, quote-unquote, device. We put it through the test. So we drop our phones over 26 times onto concrete of over 6 feet. So we go through this testing. They're fully dust waterproof, IP68 and 69 certified. We go to the standards of mil-spec to include the tumble and extreme temperature testing. So we're doing all this testing before these devices hit the field to make sure that they're going to stand up in the environments that they're serving.
So I can see this being ideal for,
industries like forestry, oil and gas, mining, I mean, anything like that, farming, right? Like where, you know, the environments can be pretty hard on the workers.
Yeah, we definitely serve the construction, the utilities, facilities, verticals, the farming, animals, emergency response, security, recreation use, you know, such as sailing, extreme hiking, biking, even car mechanics, HVAC installation and servicemen. And then, of course, we get into a little bit of government services and verticals that use it in extreme environments.
Okay, so we're talking very durable, ruggedized smartphones that can withstand some serious drops, temperature that it can withstand various temperatures, cold or hot. And I know that with some of the models, and why don't we dive right into the S61, which is your latest, it has some of cool bells and whistles, too, that I alluded to in the introduction. So tell us about this latest model, the Cat S61.
Yeah, besides all the ruggedness we've discussed, we've incorporated three key features into this device that sets it apart from any other device you're going to find on the market. So we've integrated a FLIR thermal imaging camera into this device. And it's not just a spot VGA camera. We've actually got a high-definition thermal imaging camera that will enhance the image and show you the full environment that you're the full scene temperature that you're scanning. Indoor air quality sensor. So this is an important feature if you're working around paints and solvents and glues, adhesives, carpets, things of that nature that can really impact the health of the environment you're working in, you know, can lead to headaches, dizziness, irritation of the eyes. So our device will, if set up to do so, will alert you if you're overexposed to one of these VOC sources that can become an irritant. And the third is a laser assistant distant measurement tool. And so this is a general laser measurement tool used to do point-to-point measurement, measure an area. It's not necessarily used for precise cutting of wood, things of that nature, but it's a great tool that we've incorporated so you don't have to carry another tool on the job. So you know you have a quick view tape measure right with you built into your device.
Well, I can see these features being super relevant to various industries. Could we dive a bit deeper on the thermal imaging camera? So FLIR, which is a brand that may not be that consumer-facing, let's say, it's FLIR. This is a technology that can detect heat in people or in objects, and many of our listeners may not know that it was FLIR's technology that actually found the one of the Boston bombers. He was hiding under a tarp, if you recall, in a boat in a backyard after the Boston Marathon, and it was a FLIR imaging camera underneath a helicopter, if I'm not mistaken, that saw the outline of the person hiding. It was, I think, the Boston bomber's younger brother. So this is the same company that has – I know they have handheld FLIR imaging devices. I saw them at the Consumer Electronics Show. But this is integrated inside of the CAD S61.
Yeah, and that's the important piece. So FLIR is a fantastic company. They have great technology, state-of-the-art thermal imaging. And what we did is we partnered with them to bring this FLIR imaging system into our device. So it prevents you from having to carry a secondary component. Like you said, they sell standalone FLIR imaging cameras, and they're great. But it's another thing on your tool belt, per se. Mm-hmm. That way, we built it into the ruggedness of this device, and it's not a stripped down version of FLIR's thermal camera. If you look out there and you do anything search wise of FLIR or thermal imaging, FLIR is going to come up as the predominant manufacturer of these devices.
So what would be one or two applications for having a thermal imaging camera? Maybe you can paint us through a couple of scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've seen this used in construction with electrical to point out hotspots, live electrical lines, HVAC to point out air leakage, or heat or cooling leakage out of vents. Utilities and facilities, in facility management. Farming uses it a lot, believe it or not, in the agricultural and even within the animals. And then you talked a little bit about the emergency and security. That's definitely a predominant use case there, is being able to detect detect heat sources, whether it's the guy under the tarp in the boat or on an accident scene, right, to quickly scan a vehicle to see how many heat impressions are on the seats to make sure you know you have all the victims. We actually had a use case to where a gentleman was extracted from the vehicle during the crash, and the rescuers did not realize that there was a passenger in the vehicle until they scanned the vehicle and saw the heat impression on the seat, mm-hmm, with a thermal imaging camera, and then they knew to look for a second victim, which they did find. So there's a lot of the use cases. Car mechanics use it to read temperatures of tires and brakes and engines, things of that nature. Recreation and missing persons, things of that nature.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know two applications, consumer-related applications. One is, I know some women who would love the idea of having their smartphone being able to detect a person hiding perhaps in an underground garage. As you're walking to your vehicle late at night after work, you just have to hold up your phone and you'll see a heat signature, heaven forbid, of somebody sort of sitting there, hiding, because it can just show the outline. And then secondly, I've heard of instances of lost pets where somebody has used a FLIR camera to, it may not be the phone itself, but a handheld thermal imaging camera that found the outline of the dog that was in a neighbor's yard. All right, and then finally, how much does the Cat S61 smartphone cost? Where can we learn more about it, and where can it be purchased?
Yeah, you can purchase this device by visiting catphones.com, and that's CATPHONES.com. And currently the device retails for $999, so $999. Okay. So it is our premium device. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with all that feature set, it's well worth the spend.
Yeah, it's about the cost of an iPhone, so I don't think it sounds abnormally high, especially given the ruggedness, the durability of the device, not to mention the integrated thermal imaging camera, indoor air quality sensor, and laser-assisted distance measurement. I appreciate your time. Catphones.com to learn more. Have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure.
All right. Once again, that's the Cat S61 Android-powered smartphone with the integrated FLIR thermal imaging camera. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Fellows to talk ergonomics. But first, Tech It Out is powered by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to Chairperson.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office.
Up to 40% off chairs fit for a boss. Like this week, the Staples Merit Desk Chair is just $99.99. You save $70.
So congratulations on being named Chairman of Great Deals.
Save up to 40% during the Chair Event. Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And $2.99 while supplies last.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by over $5 trillion. Now you can benefit and reduce your taxes to zero. It's possible. The new best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut, shows you how. The Trump Tax Cut by tax expert Eva Rosenberg reveals hundreds of tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets in the new law. Medical, mortgage, educational deductions. Buy a new car for up to $40,000 and write it off. You'll find a major loophole that gives you an immediate 20% cut in your tax rates. Millions are taking advantage of this new loophole. Newsmax says the Trump Tax Cut book helps you save tens of thousands of dollars overnight. Before you file your taxes, get the Trump Tax Cut Guide in bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer and save almost $25 with shipping. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com. Or call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Quickly calculate how much time you spend in front of digital devices, like computers, tablets, and smartphones. Be honest. Well, according to a recent Nielsen report in the U.S., adults now spend about 11 hours per day on technology. So that's about two-thirds of the time we're awake. And that number climbs even higher for those who work in front of a monitor all day at the office. If this sounds familiar, you bet there are health concerns tied to our increasingly sedentary work culture. But there is a good and bad way to use our tech, meaning that we can reduce the strain on our bodies by making a few changes. Joining us to discuss ergonomics is Dr. Andrew Sulatiski. He has worked with Fellows, a brand that you likely know, for more than 10 years as an ergonomic consultant. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Sure thing. Dr. Sulatiski, by the way, is the clinical director and a clinician at the Thornhill Rehabilitation and Chiropractic Center in the Greater Toronto area. So let's start off with a definition, perhaps. What is ergonomics exactly?
Well, Mark, ergonomics is basically the study of people and their working environment. More specifically, it's looking at how the workplace and devices can be used to modify and be modified to fit the worker and not the other way around. So the basic goal of ergonomics is to eliminate discomfort and risk of injury at the workplace.
Right. And I think this, I think a lot of people have heard the phrase carpal tunnel syndrome. You know, from, yep. I think it stemmed from the early 90s when we started to use computers a lot more on a daily basis. And it's a repetitive strain injury, right? As that's an example of one of the sort of byproducts on our reliance on technology.
Exactly. A lot of things like carpal tunnel syndrome stem from us adapting to the workspace and adapting to our devices as opposed to trying to make those devices adapt and fit us, which is what we want to do with ergonomics.
Exactly. All right. So there are a growing number of products out there that can work better with the human body in a more natural and intuitive way rather than us trying to fit our body in a certain way where we almost have to, in some cases, sort of contort our forearms or our wrists in order to push a mouse across the screen or strain to see a display in front of us. So there are a few tips and products that can help, which is why I wanted to invite you onto the show. So ergonomics, incredibly important, not just for work, but for play as well. I mean, we're finding other sort of conditions because of our reliance on technology for entertainment's sake, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, kids are spending so much time on their phones or we're on our games playing away. And, you know, when we look at our phones, we do crouch down and kind of hunch over our devices. And, you know, that can lead to a lot of neck strain and back pain as well.
Yeah, I've heard that texting neck is one of these phrases where kids are looking down and they're using their devices like that. It looks uncomfortable and it is obviously not very good wear and tear over the years. So let's start off with some tips before we talk about what Fellows has to offer in this space and maybe some other products you'd recommend. What are some tips to better use of our technology personally or professionally?
Okay, there's kind of three key components that you want to address when trying to make your workspace or your play space more ergonomic. First, you want to get into a neutral and relaxed posture. And, you know, the best analogy I can give is, you know, if you're going to watch a movie or you're going to go for a long drive, when you sit down, you're going to get sit back into the seat and be relaxed. But a lot of times people get into their workspace and they just crouch down. And based on how their keyboard's set up or how their monitor's set up, they adapt and crouch down into that workspace. But when you think about it, you want to actually be relaxed and sit back.
That's a good tip. And I heard that for those who may be vertically challenged, like yours truly, you should be putting your – if you can't put your feet flat on the floor, then you should have like a little step stool or a little like apple box or something under your desk, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the key points there is, yeah, you want to have your feet flat on the floor. But for a lot of people who are shorter, I'm 6'8", so I don't have that problem.
Oh, wow.
But for a lot of people, yeah. So, you know, for a lot of people who are vertically challenged, what they do is they jack up their chair as high as they can go so they can get their arms up onto the desk, but then their feet dangle. Mm. So that's where, yeah, a simple footrest comes into play. As well, you want to keep your thighs roughly parallel with the floor. And then the other thing is we want to sit back into the chair. A lot of times people kind of perch on the edge of the chair, and the whole point of the chair back is to support our, you know, our lumbar spine. So just like if you're sitting in a car or in a movie, you want to be back into the chair, and you need to have your workspace needs to be able to adapt to do that. So sometimes that means bringing the keyboard towards you or the mouse towards you so you can sit back into that relaxed posture.
I've often written in pieces about ergonomics, including something I wrote last week for USA Today, is that when you're looking at a monitor, you should also have one that can pivot and tilt. Not all of them do, but many of them do, and it allows you to better position it so you're not, for example, looking to the left of your desk where your monitor is, even though your body may be center. You want to be able to put it right in front so you're not straining your neck at all, whether it's manually moving the monitor or adjusting the screen.
Absolutely. That's one of the key things with ergonomics and just dealing with your neck. You want to be looking straight ahead at the screen. And a lot of times I do assessments, and it's pretty amazing. The keyboard will be straight ahead, but their monitor's off to the right. Or people who have dual monitor setups, you know, they're looking off to the right-hand monitor, so their neck is twisted half the day, which obviously is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. So getting that monitor up so you're hitting – nowadays with the larger monitors, I actually recommend people going not just at the top bezel, but actually the top third of the monitor, because with the new larger monitors, that allows you to see the whole screen without having to, you know, bend or flex your neck too much.
Great. Stay with us when we continue our chat with Fellows after this short break. Plus, don't forget this hour, we're also going to touch base with Philips. This is, of course, that multinational technology company headquartered in Amsterdam. Not only is Philips one of the largest electronics companies in the world, they've been around since 1891. That's right, 127 years ago. And they've made a huge investment in care for seniors, as you may or may not know. So our last interview today, after we chat more with Fellows about ergonomics, it'll be with Philips about the new Philips Cares platform. We will be back shortly with more Tech It Out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Dr. Andrew Solotisky. He is a clinic director and clinician at the Thornhill Rehabilitation and Chiropractic Center in the Greater Toronto area, and he has worked with Fellows for over a decade as an ergonomic consultant, and you can hear why. We're offering some tips to better using your technology to reduce strain on the human body. Can you explain this 20-20-20 rule that I know that you're a fan of?
Sure. Basically, it's just to get you up and get you moving. As I said, we're not designed to sit all day. So what you basically do is every 20 minutes, you take a 20-second micro break. So this is a little break where you stand up, you move your feet. If your back is tight, you bend, you twist a little bit. If your shoulders are tight, you stretch the shoulders, roll the shoulders back. And then the other thing you do is you look 20 feet away so that you're not looking at your screen all day. You look away. That helps deal with eye strain and just gives your eyes a little bit of a break as well.
All right, I like that. All right, the 20-20-20 rule. And of course, there are some mice and keyboards that that fit more naturally the human body. For example, I say that if people put their hands down on a table in front of them, they'll notice that their elbows are out and their hands curve inwards, pointing inwards, not flat straight. And so there's a lot of keyboards that are angled that specific way. Do you like those keyboards?
Yeah, those keyboards are great as long as when you put your hands on the keyboard, your elbows are in and your wrists are flat, they work out well. For some people, they're not ideal, but for the majority of people, if you can get your wrist into that neutral posture where the wrist is straight, that will help, one, prevent, strain through the wrist extensors and issues with carpal tunnel. So a lot of those keyboards for a lot of people can work quite well.
Before we talk and wrap up with Fellows products, a word on mice. That seems to be an issue for many office workers. Are you a fan of trackballs instead of mice, or are there certain mice that are more ergonomically designed than others? A more traditional mouse?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of any type of mouse that basically allows that wrist to stay in a neutral flat posture without excessive motion at the wrist. So for some people, the trackballs work well because they basically just rest their hand on top of the mouse and they're using their thumb to move. And then for some, we have, there's the more ergonomic. I like mice that fit into the hand. So that can either be a larger base mouse that the palm gets, that the palm is supported with, or some of the new mice that are in the kind of handshake or upright position, so that the wrist still maintains that neutral posture and you have less strain while you're clicking all the buttons.
Yeah, that's actually one of the mice that I wrote about in that USA Today article. It's from Logitech, called it's an ergo mouse called the Vertical, and it is like a handshake grip. It's a 57-degree angled mouse that you kind of put your hand into, and it just feels really comfortable without you having to twist your wrist around. I don't know if you've seen that product. It's relatively new, but one that I would definitely recommend. But let's now talk about Fellows. Tell us about the kinds of products that they offer in this space for ergonomic sake.
Yeah, so they offer a full range of solutions that cover, the basic needs of, say, something like a back support or wrist support, or to more complex situations where you need something like a sit-stand workstation. And what I love about their products is that the majority of their products can be used to adapt to fit the existing workspace. So good examples, they have keyboard managers and monitor risers, so you can get your monitor up as high as you need to. And then the keyboard managers allow, the keyboard and the mouse to come to you, so you're not reaching forward onto the desk. But I think one of the big game changers in their lineup is their whole line of sit-stand workspace solutions. I've been recommending these a lot to my clients. And, one of the key points with them is that, motion and movement throughout the day, as you mentioned, is literally just as important as ergonomics. We're not designed to sit all day. And us getting up and moving is a big, big thing. And that's where these sit-stand workstations really come into play.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about these more often these days. I've been reading a lot about those products quite a bit these days, these sit-stand workstations or sit-stand desks. I think Fellows is about to launch a new line of those as well.
Yeah, so they have two key lines. There's the Lotus line, which basically makes any desk a standard desk into a sit-stand workstation. And so then you also have the new Lovato line, which is a line of adjustable desks. The Lotus line, it's a really great option for people who have a built-in desk or they have an heirloom desk that they love and they don't want to get rid of, because basically with the standard Lotus or the Lotus DX model, which all the difference with that is the Lotus DX has wireless charging built into it and USB ports, which is really handy.
Yeah, I like that.
But it basically, it's fantastic, so you can charge your phone, but it basically, you pop it out of the box, it comes fully assembled, you put it on top of your desk, and it's ready to go. They have a patent-pending smooth lift technology, which basically, with the squeeze of two fingers, you can bring that workstation up or down. It has 22 different height settings, and you can go for up to 17 inches off the desk. So you can find that ideal standing position for just about anyone from someone, my height at 6'8" to someone who's, say, 5'3".
Okay. And then finally, where can we learn more about what Fellows has to offer in this space?
If you go to the Fellows website, fellows.com, they have, really good tips there on ergonomics and wellness, as well as the listing of the whole product line between, the Lotus and the Lovato desk, which is RV sit-stand desk I mentioned as well.
Okay. And again, Fellows is simply spelled F-E-L-L-O-W-E-S. for their line of products .com, and you can see all their products there. Thank you so much, Dr. Andrew Sulatisky. I appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want to check out my article about ergonomics, by the way, you can just Google USA Today, my name, Mark Saltzman, and that's Mark with a C, and the word ergonomics, and it'll pop up with a video and an article. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to chat with Philips about Philips Cares, a platform for seniors and caregivers. But first, a thank you to Asus, the title sponsor on Tech It Out, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Thank you for your support on Tech It Out. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. Hey, before we go to the break, if you like this show, please do feel free to recommend it to a friend, family member, or colleague. The podcast is easily shareable. The website to access all of the podcast platforms is simply MarkSaltzman.com. That's M-A-R-C, as I mentioned earlier, S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N.com. And you're going to see the word podcast, a little tab on the top right corner of the screen. And there you'll be able to visit iTunes or Blog Talk or Spreaker or TuneIn and all the other platforms available, or you can subscribe via RSS feed. So thank you again for your support on the show. Please do share the word about Tech It Out, and I do appreciate your support. You can also give me feedback at that website as well. All right, when we return, as promised, we're going to catch up with Philips to learn about Philips Cares. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Is your family vacation more of a trip than a vacation? I'm Michelle Jerson, the passport mommy. As a mom to a 21-month-old, I refuse to stop traveling. But I also know it can be a headache if not done right. This Passport Mommy Minute is brought to you by VRBO. When traveling with the family, hotel rooms can add up. If you have more people than can fit into one room, why not rent an entire home? With amenities like a full kitchen, multiple bedrooms, and a washer and dryer, your life as a mom is made easier instantly. You don't have to eat out every meal and can prepare breakfast, lunch, and snacks at home. Little ones that need to nap or go to bed early have their own room, and you can pack less because you can wash your clothes along the way. Vacation homes can be found in cities around the world, in gorgeous beach towns, near national parks, and abroad. So to book your next vacation beach house, cabin, or condo, whether it's here in the U.S. or somewhere in Europe, go to VRBO.com. They do the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect place to stay for your next getaway. I'm Michelle Jerson, your passport mommy.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, coenzyme Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's no secret that we have an aging population. The baby boomer generation, in fact, makes up roughly 77 million people. And with data compiled by the Social Security Administration, a man reaching the age of 65 today can expect to live on average 20 more years. A woman just over that, living to about 87. Philips is aiming to give seniors access to the right care at the right time with a program called Philips Cares, allowing you to extend your circle of trusted caregivers, making it easier to share important info between family and friends. And joining us on the line to discuss is Paul Adams. He's the Senior Director of Product Management at Philips Aging and Caregiving. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me on your show.
So let's dive right in. What are the main issues facing caregivers today? And what about seniors who have family member who's caring for them at home?
Yeah, I think one of the things we should really truly remember about caregivers in general is that they're on their own aging journey as well. You know, many of them are over the age of 50. You know, they may still have their own children at home. They have, they're usually working. They're paying their bills. They're looking after their own lives, their own family. And they also have to care, in many cases, for mum and dad. And I think it's not a case of not wanting to care for mum and helping dad out. It's a case of just all the other pressures that they're subjected to in just the normal activities of life. Whether, like I said, keeping a job down, putting their kids through college, paying the bills, looking after the house. And I think it can be an extremely stressful situation, one, because of the feeling of, am I doing quite a right job? Am I doing it well enough for mum and dad? But also some of the financial and time impact that that helping mum and dad stay at home or the place they call home can impose on the family. I think it's also true for the senior. You know, seniors, like everybody else, are grown-up adults. They want to live a life that's their own. They want to be independent. They want to manage their own affairs. And so, you know, there's this kind of tension, I think, between the aging senior who's facing, potentially at least, facing some challenges as part of their aging journey and looking for support and help, perhaps from family members. And so there's always the challenge of having insights and understanding those tensions and thinking about what companies like Philips can do to perhaps support both sides of that equation.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So I guess they call those folks the sandwich generation, right? They've got kids of their own that in many cases they're still responsible for, at least financially. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they're taking care of their aging parents, helping them what we call age in place. So trying to keep them at home independently as long as possible without having to go to an assisted living environment, correct?
Yeah, quite right, Mark. I think that's kind of one of the kind of lines and managers that we have, you know, helping the seniors stay in the place they call home for as long as they want. Mm-hmm. I think there are ways that we can do that, that along that aging journey. Some of them, you know, you could imagine would just be education. It just would be a case of, you know, guidelines and encouragement for an active life of senior. The more active you can keep as you age, the chances are the better the quality of life you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I also think there are ways that we can help caregivers keep in touch. You know, when we think about the caregiver, the non-spousal, informal caregiver, you know, it could be the brother, it could be a son, it could be a daughter. It could be a nephew, it could be a niece, it could be the neighbor. And in fact, at Lifeline, at the aging caregiving, we see a variety of people who are these informal caregivers, all trying to help either their loved one or a friend or a neighbor stay where they call the place they call home. So if we can work out ways to help that group work together, give them better insights, better visibility to how mum and dad are doing, giving them the right cues perhaps to when to perhaps to step in and offer help and maybe making it at a place where they can find out more information and other services that can help with mum and dad's journey as they age, I think that's a really good thing.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting with Paul Adams, Senior Director of Product Management at Philips Aging and Caregiving. And before we talk about the Philips Cares program, it's pretty evident that today the biggest thing that has happened in the tech world over the last decade is this mobility explosion, right? Well, everybody's got a computer in their pocket, essentially, and not to mention apps, the infrastructure, 4G and soon 5G, wireless connectivity, it's ubiquitous. So how has mobile technology supported seniors on their aging journeys?
Well, it really depends who you mean by the senior. If we think about for many people who are on our service here at Philips, they're over the age of 80. And that age group perhaps aren't as comfortable with the usage and adoption of technology, as well as even handling out information or entering information. If we're talking somebody perhaps a little bit younger, where they're the boomer group, as you referred to at the beginning of the interview, they tend to be more adoptive of technology, more savvy, and also more assertive in their own needs as an individual who's aging. What do I need to do for my journey? What do I need to make sure that I think about as I get older? How can I make this the best part of my life? And so I think there's almost this kind of cutoff where there's a more perhaps my mother's age, when in her 80s and 90s, who was perhaps at home waiting to be told what to do, or to be waiting to get help, where I think the younger senior in the 70s and up are more assertive. How we use technology then is really partly dependent on the senior itself. With some of the technology we're developing, we recognize that challenge, where we're focusing perhaps our technology and the mobile services that we're going to offer on the caregiver, so that they can be better informed and use that technology to assist the senior. It doesn't mean the senior can't be part of that group or part of that engagement model if they want to be. And clearly, from my perspective, they're at the heart of everything that we do. They want to be fully engaged. Bring it on. Get in there. Get stuck in. Get involved with your family and part of your journey.
We'll be right back to continue our chat with Philips. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Check It Out whenever you want.
A winter weather advisory is an invitation to own the roads in the Dodge Charger, America's only four-door muscle car with all-wheel drive. To take the winter by storm in a Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive in its class. And to burn some rubber and melt the snow in the Dodge Challenger, the first all-wheel drive muscle coupe. Don't miss the Dodge President's Day event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segment. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
We're chatting with Paul Adams, Senior Director of Product Management at Philips Aging and Caregiving, to discuss technology's important role in helping caregivers.
So, yeah, I obviously, based on comfort level, we've seen seniors adopt mobile technology for staying in touch with loved ones over FaceTime or Skype, integrated wireless technology in devices like Philips Lifeline, you know, a wearable pendant or another device that could detect a fall and alert family members, caregivers, or emergency services. Now let's pivot and talk about Philips Cares and how the mobile revolution has really helped to lighten the burden for caregivers.
Yes. Yeah, so when we were designing and developing the Cares platform, we were really trying to think about some of the challenges that that the senior faces and that as a service lifeline faces as well. You know, one of the things that we see through our call centers is a wide variety of different types of calls that come in. We're all very familiar with the idea that when you fall over, you press the button and you get help. That's clearly at the core of the service that Lifeline offers. But there's many other types of calls that we get that have nothing to do with falling. They could be, I'm hungry. They could be, my left arm hurts. They could be, like, I haven't been out all week. We get a whole parade of different types of calls that come into our call center.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine then if we have a much better way of taking that information and sharing it back to that care circle, which could be clearly the son or the daughter. It could be the grandchildren. It could be that really good friend who's a neighbor. But it could also be to other organizations as well. It could be to the home care team who's responsible for checking in on dad once or twice a week. It could be the physician. It could be other organizations who have responsibility to help dad with his aging journey. So we believe we have a role to play to integrate that family circle with other services around mum or dad who are trying to make the best life possible for them. And we can do that through using a digital platform where we allow people to share information that's then shared within that group, and the senior clearly could be part of that group. So they all have access to the same information at the same time, and they see it in a way that makes sense to them as well. And that could be, how was dad's mood today? Is mum's moving around much better than she was yesterday? I've taken Nan to the cinema tonight to see Casablanca. It could be a whole variety of different bits of information and insights about that about mum, and it lets everybody else know what they want to do. It can also be a tool for coordination of care. It could be, I can't make Tuesday night to take dad to the club. Can you take him that night, Harry? You know, my brother, for instance. Can you cover that for me? It could be the healthcare organization saying, hey, I helped mum have a wash today. She didn't seem right. You maybe want to think about contacting the doctor to see if she needs a checkup. Mm-hmm. So you can see where we can take what was, for many people, it's just a standard kind of idea about a digital service. But then we fine-tune it around not only the family, but perhaps other services who are responsible and accountable for their care as well. And that allows a company like Philips to really extend that service where it becomes far more valuable and useful for the family and for the senior in their home.
All right, Paul, is there a website where we can learn more about Philips Cares for those listening who may be interested or caregivers as well?
Yes, if you go to www.lifeline.philips.com, you can find out all the information there.
Lifeline.philips.com. Paul Adams, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's Tech It Out. We certainly had our fair share of guests and diverse topics as well. We first spoke with Kat, the Bullet Group, about the Kat S61 Android-powered smartphone with an integrated thermal imaging camera. That's kind of unique. Then we spoke with Fellows about ergonomics, how to better use your technology in the office to reduce strain on your body, things to do with your mouse and keyboard, your monitor, and your chair. Then we spoke with Philips about Philips Cares. That was our last interview with Paul Adams. We just wrapped that up, where we talked about Philips aging and caregiving and their product called Philips Cares. This is a new platform that's meant to help those stay in better touch and also share data collected from the Lifeline products, things like the pendants and all that. Very neat stuff. Hope you enjoyed the show. Feel free to let me know otherwise, or if you did have a suggestion for an upcoming guest or topic, you can always hit me up on my website, marksaltzman.com. That's Mark with a C. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, Mark_Saltzman. I'm also on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I want to thank my sponsor one last time. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio to check out their myriad of products. Very cool stuff, from gaming rigs to mobile devices like smartwatches, smartphones, and tablets to amazing laptops and desktops. So definitely check out asus.com/US/radio to learn more about that product lineup. And I look forward to chatting with you next week, and I already know what guests we've got, and it's a great lineup, so I think you're going to enjoy it. So keep your dial locked and loaded right here on the Radio America Network, and we'll speak with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Senator Elizabeth Warren officially now a candidate for president in 2020. The Massachusetts Democrat tossed her hat into an ever-widening ring this morning during a speech in Lawrence, Massachusetts, where she told the crowd that millions of Americans are struggling to survive in a system that's rigged against them.
Rigged by the wealthy and the well-connected. Hardworking people are up against a small group that holds far too much power, not just in our economy, but also in our democracy.
Another Democrat, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, expected to formally announce her candidacy tomorrow. In Washington this weekend, talks are grinding on over funding the government. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly set to endorse a split-the-difference deal that appears on track to give President Trump at least some barriers on the southern border. The deadline to come up with an agreement is next Friday. Central Paris once again experiencing a vigorous yellow vests protest.
Scuffles have broken out between French yellow vest protesters and police in a 13th consecutive weekend of demonstrations. The fracas leading police to fire tear gas in attempts to disperse demonstrators near central Paris's Champs-Élysées Avenue. The yellow vest activists, originally motivated by rising fuel prices, have brought hundreds of thousands onto the streets over the past 3 months and are now trying to achieve electoral success. But the movement is politically divided and has no appointed leader. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Tunisian authorities gave seven suspects life in prison and handed out other sentences today in a trial for two 2015 attacks in Tunisia that killed 60 people, mainly tourists. The verdicts were handed down for the deadly attack against the country's famous Bardo Museum and a massacre at a popular seaside resort. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh, yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
The U.S. economy, well into its 10th year of growth, still has spring in a step. And as correspondent Jeremy House reports, it's the more visible when you set it against the thing of global, against a tiring global picture.
A robust January jobs report shows that America's companies are, for now, brushing off an array of economic perils and still hiring at a brisk pace. Meanwhile, overseas growth is stumbling, led by weakness in China, the world's second largest economy. Europe is hamstrung by a recession in Italy and the potential for an unruly Brexit. A trade war between the U.S. and China and higher U.S. mortgage rates, partly engineered by the Federal Reserve, remain threats.
The risks that for months had induced hand-wringing among economists about a possible looming recession appear to have had little effect on U.S. employers. Check out more breaking news, read more analysis, both at townhall.com. President Trump's acting chief of staff is hosting a bipartisan group of lawmakers at a Camp David presidential retreat this weekend.
It's being described as an informal get-together with no agenda as White House acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tries to build relationships across the aisle. Camp David is a secluded retreat center in rural Maryland, and this weekend's gathering comes amid the ongoing budget stalemate over the president's border wall. A White House spokesman says the get-together is designed to forge new friendships and have a free exchange of thoughts and ideas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden proposing legislation giving states a free hand to allow legal cannabis markets without the threat of federal criminal intervention. It's the latest push in Congress to bolster the nation's burgeoning pot industry. The proposal's identical to a bill that is floating in the House. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured. The show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
It is Popular Technology Radio. I am Mike Etchart. It is still CES. We are still in Las Vegas. We are still in the Las Vegas Convention Center. We are talking to super, super cool people. And my goodness, one of the companies that, is, in fact, just happens to be just beyond us, just where they're set up, is a company called Omron. And I'm going to let Mike Chen, who's the Director of Corporate Engineering, talk about why there is, you are literally one of the hottest companies at this show. Tell us about Omron, what you do, and what has captured the imagination of everybody who's in this building just about.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that intro. Omron is here for the second year in a row. Last year was our first year.
Last year was our first year.
And, you know, we brought our infamous Forpheus table tennis tutor robot to debut it last year, and it became an overnight celebrity. So we had to bring him back for the second round. And listening to the audience was really about, okay, you have this table tennis tutor. What about the AI implications? What about the robotics implications? What does this mean in the real world? That's what they were telling us last year. So this year, we brought a couple things. We upgraded Forpheus. It's a fifth-generation Forpheus table tennis tutor. It has a new range of motion, so it can do front spin, top spin, back spin, and respond in a personalized way for personalized coaching with an advanced AI algorithm. It's definitely been giving even players from last year a little bit of a new experience. Uh-huh. And then, that's just a demo, right? So they asked us, what does this mean to the real world? So we brought our Factory Harmony experience to the booth this year, which guides people that have never, ever seen the real world applications of robots. They can see it right here at our booth here at South Hall.
It's starting really with you last year. I mean, it really bumped up the visibility of robots or robotics
to the show. I mean, that's always been an element to it, but, you know, it's super hot now. And so something like Forfias, in terms of development, was that just sort of a demonstration to demonstrate technology in general? Was that meant to be a product or both?
Well, we are a global technology company with a lot of different technologies in different sectors. This Forfias demonstration to us is just the ideal version of AI, robotics, sensing, controls,
right,
all put into a demo, a fun demo that is represents the harmony possible when AI is used responsibly and implemented as a way to increase human skill. That is really the vision of Omron, to have different technologies improve human lives and build a better tomorrow.
So are you more of a B2B play, or do you work with other companies? Your technology is used in their products?
We do both B2B and B2C in certain segments. Our healthcare department is over at the Sands Expo. We actually have a whole other booth over there. And they actually do a lot of B2C for healthcare products, blood pressure monitors, really going into the world of, through detection, preventing early onset of stroke and heart attack.
Wow.
Right? So then the whole thing about Forfias is that it is a technology representative of what is possible in the industrial automation field, in the automotive field,
right,
in healthcare field, when you can apply this type of technology to real-world social issues.
So robotics have been around for a very long time in let's say, manufacturing, and yet it's kind of below the radar for the average citizen. You know, it's not something they think about or not something they observe, but it's been there for a long time. But now when you see it in consumer electronics or things like that, it suddenly raises it to the level of everybody's kind of knowing about it. But what a typical company here, it's the gamut. They need you for a variety of different things, don't they?
The first thing is that we are absolutely here to demystify the world of industrial robotics, that it's not scary. AI is not all out to get us. It is all about, there are companies like Omron out there and hopefully all these other great companies around us here that can believe in the message of using technology like this responsibly,
sure,
to make sure that we as humans still are progressing, right? We have the ability to use this technology for the betterment of society and solve real problems.
Well, it takes the fun out of science fiction sometimes, but you're right. It has so many practical applications. And just in the manufacturing side, it is amazing what robotics has brought to the efficiencies of manufacturing. And
efficiencies, product quality, safety of workers.
Sure.
A huge portion of that is making sure that the workers themselves, because it is the human working with the technology, that the human is kept safe as well, right? And by going through traceability type of applications where we're showing how a visitor to our booth can essentially, quote unquote, I'm quoting in the air here, manufacture a product on our floor that has gone through all the necessary steps to make it a high quality product. And that's what we as consumers, taking
demand.
My hat off, right?
Yes.
So that we as a consumer, we expect that. We expect our products that we buy as consumers to be high quality. And these type of technologies around AI, robotics, and sensing, this is what makes that happen.
Awesome. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We got more with Mike Chin when we come back from Omron talking about robotics, the importance in this world. So stick with us because we are coming right back.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning, because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
A winter weather advisory is an invitation to own the roads in the Dodge Charger, America's only four-door muscle car with all-wheel drive. To take the winter by storm in a Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive in its class. And to burn some rubber and melt the snow in the Dodge Challenger, the first all-wheel drive muscle coupe. Don't miss the Dodge President's Day event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segment. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
We are coming back. It is Popular Technology Radio. We are talking robotics. Robotics. The heart of so much science fiction these days. We've got Mike Chen. He's the Director of Corporate Engineering for Omron. And that's a big job, by the way, Director of Corporate Engineering, I assume. That's. Are you an engineer yourself?
I am.
You're an electrical engineer or mechanics?
Correct. Electrical.
A double E. I was a double E major for a while before I said, this is way too hard. So from an engineering standpoint, what are the elements? We talk about robotics. It's kind of a overarching thing. What are the different components of robotics? You know, you mentioned optics. You mentioned a lot of AI stuff. What kind of, in your definition of robotics, goes into robotics?
Okay, so robotics is making sure that you can use technologies like motion control, servo motion, mm-hmm. Drives, and control algorithms to manipulate a object or a vehicle or any type of mechanical device in 3D space, right? So there are robotics that we produce as products, mm-hmm. but there are also many, many customers out there that are looking for just the controls elements that we provide to make a fully customized robotic solution. And that could be using electronic components, it could be using pneumatic components, it could be using a whole lot of different components to automate a physical motion, mm-hmm. physical motion from place to place.
Okay, interesting. And based on a lot of that stuff, I mean, you're a double E yourself, an electrical engineer, but it sounds like some of that is kind of mechanical engineering, and lots of different disciplines kind of get thrown into the mix to make it all work.
Correct. Robotics is definitely what people are focused on, and we are absolutely focused on it here at CES. Now, overall, though, there are many other technologies around robotics that make the entire application viable to the real world. When we talk about vision, when we talk about AI, when we talk about even power supplies, timers, counters, and relays, things that nobody talks about unless you're in the industry,
sure.
All of these things work together with the robotics to get the end goal of a higher quality product for consumers and higher safety for the people working with these systems.
Right. Well, of course, safety is a huge, huge thing when you're talking about manufacturing. We're talking about lots of things. It is of paramount importance, and that is one of the main benefits, of course, of this sort of robotics technology. But
made you guys decide to come to CES last year? That was your first year, you mentioned in the last segment.
I mean, CES is an enormous show.
Yes, it is.
And it really gave us a chance to champion the idea of how to use this technology responsibly for the harmony of human and machine. The harmony of human and machine is not a message that I think many people hear all the time, but
yeah.
We really want to be the champions of that, and we are here to find new customers, new partners, and, of course, new talent, because all this technology creates even more jobs as well. We are hiring here in the United States. We're hiring in Canada. We're hiring in Mexico. We're hiring across the Americas, as well as around the world. We are growing our business and want people here to be part of that.
And is there a part of the world where robotic technology is more advanced, where it's more intense, or is this really a worldwide effort that is going on in robotics?
So I guess I'm responsible for the Americas. I can only speak
sure.
for the Americas.
And you can
portion.
Say the Americas is where the top.
For the Americas, in our sector, we have definitely seen a growth in the interest in the real-world applications of robotics
mm-hmm.
and the research capabilities of people in the Americas to think outside the box and say, what else is possible? We are here with Forfeus to inspire that. To make sure that we're inspiring people around us to use technology in the way that will benefit society.
Well, it's funny, you mentioned sort of recruitment. You know, we those of us that attend this show, you tend to be dazzled by the products, but you forget that there's a lot of people walking around who are very, very talented individuals that might be looking for a new job.
Absolutely.
Or might be looking for a switch or whatever. They want to work for the hottest, grooviest technology. And they're walking around, and that's you guys have your net out, I assume.
That's right.
Yeah. And are there universities where this stuff is it being incorporated into the curriculum these days at universities for engineering students?
We are constantly working with education partners
uh-huh.
at the vocational level, at the high school level, at the college and university level to do just that. We are constantly looking for partners like that and to see where our mutual interests may be.
That's awesome. That is really exciting. So if folks want to find out more about Omron, what is the website? Where should they go looking for you?
So you can go to www.omron.com, and you can find us. Apparently, we've been all over social media as hashtag Omron CES19.
Ooh.
So at Omron Automation. We should be quite Googleable now.
You are Googleable. Well, you guys are certainly the hit of the show, and thanks for making the time, Mike. Mike Chen,
he
is the Director of Corporate Engineering for Omron. Pretty amazing stuff. Do check them out online, and it's always a pleasure to have you. Let's do it again for your third year. I'm sure you're going to be the hit of the show just like the last two.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, hang with us, folks. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more from CES 2019. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to chairperson.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office.
Up to 40% off chairs fit for a boss. Like this week, the Staples Merit Desk Chair is just $99.99. You save $70.
So congratulations on being named Chairman of Great Deals.
Save up to 40% during the Chair Event. Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And $2.99 while supplies last.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
and welcome back, everyone. It is Popular Technology Radio, part of our continuing coverage of Consumer Electronics Show 2019. My next guest, his name is Ken Osterman. But what's interesting is he is the Director of Digital Growth for Harley-Davidson Motor Company. Ken, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you, Mike. Excited to be here.
So good to have you. I was over in the Panasonic booth, and I'm not really a motorcycle guy, but I saw a bike that took my breath away. And it's an all-electric motorcycle. You were in the Panasonic booth. It's got a Panasonic control unit, so to speak. And that's what we're going to talk about. Tell us about that thing. What is Harley-Davidson doing at CES? And why do we need to know about that? Because it is cool.
Well, we're here at the center of the tech universe, here with Panasonic, to showcase our brand-new all-electric, first electric Harley-Davidson, the new 2020 Livewire motorcycle.
Oh, it's awesome.
And so we're very excited about it. And
you should
so
be.
This is really a halo vehicle for us in what will be a new range of all electric vehicles from Harley-Davidson.
Wow.
And so the Livewire represents really the future of where we see motorcycling going.
Now, I'll give you this. I'm a guitar player. If you're a guitar guy, you know that sometimes you just want the old guitars. A lot of Harley-Davidson owners and riders like the heritage aspect of that bike. So is this going to be a new Harley-Davidson rider, or is this going to be an already Harley-Davidson rider, or is it going to be both?
We believe it's going to be both.
That's what I would guess.
And so we know, in fact, right here at the show, we've talked to folks that have never ridden before, urban, you know, live in the city, and are looking at the Livewire going, wow, that is the perfect bike for me. And, you know, for a new rider, electric motorcycles bring with them a number of characteristics that are ideal for folks that haven't been riding before. So as an example, there's no clutch, and there's no shifting. And so it's twist and go, and it takes away some of the things that are a little bit cumbersome if you've never ridden a motorcycle before. And at the same time, for a more experienced rider, the no clutch and no shifting allows you to really focus on that ride.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, as I've ridden an early prototype of the vehicle, it allows you to really focus on that. So instead of thinking about what gear you want to be in as you're entering a curve or leaving a curve, it's just all
gun
about
and
going. And in fact, the Livewire, we announced that it has 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds.
Okay, they're rocket ships, aren't they?
At top speed of 110 miles per hour.
Wow.
It's nimble, easy to ride, fun to ride, and we think it's going to be fantastic. So to what you were saying, we think both new customers, that next generation of Harley-Davidson riders, urban customers, as well as existing owners, will love it. I've had a number of conversations with existing Harley-Davidson owners that have come up to the booth and have tried it out. We have one set up on what we call a jump start, on rollers there.
So you can
feel what that's all about. And have said, wow, this is the next bike going
this
in my
is
garage.
What I want.
And now, for some of them, it's going to be a second bike.
That's right.
And
yes.
And for others, this is going to be what they're going to trade in for next. And so, you know, for us, we think this really represents the future. While we have no plans to stop making our internal combustion engine bikes, and, you know, I love my Street Glide, and we'll continue to have one of those, but I can't wait to have a Livewire in my garage.
And so when will they be available for consumers?
So we announced just a couple days ago that pre-orders are available for the U.S. market on HarleyDavidson.com.
Okay.
And they will start shipping this fall, so August specifically.
Okay.
At dealers across the U.S., and then international markets will follow.
Sure. Oh, man. And what's the range on an electric bike?
So electric bike, this one has 110-mile range.
Okay.
And for charging, which is the next obvious question.
Yeah, of course.
You know, really nice and convenient. So it will come with an onboard charger, so you can plug into your household outlet and charge overnight. Or if you're out and about, all of our dealers that sell Livewire will have DC Level 3 fast chargers available for customers.
Oh, nice.
And so on a DC Level 3 fast charger, it's 0 to 80% of battery capacity in about 40 minutes.
Oh, so, okay. So it's not the really long charge time, of course, that an electric vehicle would be. So you've got a pretty fast turnaround.
You do with the Level 3 charge a fast turnaround. And in addition to our dealer locations, Livewire can be charged at other, you know, public charging networks like ChargePoint or something.
Oh, wonderful.
Like that.
And just for our last couple minutes, how did the relationship with Panasonic start?
So, you know, as we looked at the kind of premium features that we wanted to offer and that we know our customers are looking for in a vehicle like LiveWire. In addition to, you know, premium brakes and premium suspension fit and finish and, you know, a touchscreen TFT display, we knew that connectivity was one of the things that they were really looking for. And so we created, along with Panasonic, what we call the new HD Connect service.
Mm.
And so the HD Connect service for a LiveWire owner enables them to get really access to a pocket-sized dashboard with access to all the bike's vital information, such as range, charge status, but also security information, like tamper alerts.
Okay.
And in the unfortunate situation, if someone were actually trying to steal the bike, it has stolen vehicle tracking with assistance of law enforcement and the call center.
Wow.
And so we worked with Panasonic to add that connectivity functionality to LiveWire.
Fantastic. Well, folks want to find out more information about the LiveWire. What's the website?
So go to harley-davidson.com /LiveWire.
Oh. All right. Well, it is a gorgeous bike. So Ken Osterman, Director of Digital Growth for Harley-Davidson, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Mike, thank you very much for the time today. And I know you said you're not a rider, but hopefully that's not yet.
Not yet. Exactly. Well, I tell you, if just looking at that thing, it is stunningly gorgeous. I mean, it is a beautiful machine. Beautiful machine.
The design is fantastic, and it's even more fun to ride.
All right. Hang with us, folks. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more from CES 2019. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to current research, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-February, and even more fail after just 1 year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers.
The best way to achieve your financial goals is to outline a specific plan, set milestones, and then find easy-to-use tools to track your progress. For example, a digital tool like Bank of America My Rewards can help if your resolution is to earn more financial rewards. My Rewards is a centralized dashboard in online and mobile banking. It allows you to track and manage all of your rewards, deals, and benefits across multiple Bank of America rewards programs. My Rewards lets you explore what's available, start redeeming, and even discover additional benefits you may be missing out on. You can then use those reward earnings towards achieving other resolutions like fitness and travel.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/myrewards.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The Consumer Electronics Show wrapped up last month, and one of the best events at the show was called Last Gadget Standing, kind of like a Shark Tank for gadgets, hosted by tech journalist Jen Jolly. I asked her about her favorite gadget.
One of my favorite things was the Lenovo Smart Alarm Clock. So Lenovo made this really small, it's almost like a really small Google Home Hub, but it, you know, it's got that form factor of an old-fashioned alarm clock with Google Assistant built in. Basically, you can run a morning routine where you have it wake you up gently, you know, nice and easy. None of that like wah 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 horrible alarm sound of the past. It will turn on your lights around you. It can wake your kids up, you know, redo your calendar appointments for the day, and you get all of that just under $80.
Check it out at Lenovo.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
back. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchart, Las Vegas. It is CES. We are hanging out at the Consumer Electronics Show. Talk to an old friend, not age old, in fact, a very young man. He is Gary Boss. He's the marketing director from Audio Technica. Gary, you've been on a number of our shows over the years, and yet you are so youthful, very young man.
Yeah, I was going to pshaw your last comment, but I'll leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
Thank God this is a podcast and not a video.
That they don't know.
That's right. I love it.
He's 28 years old, folks.
Very good.
There you go. So good to have you back on the show. Now, Audio Technica, I'm a huge fan of the company,
Awesome.
What I find so interesting about Audio Technica, if you came to CES in 1978, let's say, you would have seen turntables.
You would have seen primarily phono cartridges and what some people refer to as needles, and we refer to as stylus or styli in the plural.
There you go. That's right.
Yes.
But they would have been here.
They would have.
And yet here we are in 2019, and now, granted, they are pretty groovy technology-wise. But
groovy, I get it. It was a pun.
Anyway, exactly. But that's right. I didn't even realize it, yet it was. But you have an entire new line, a revamped line. Now, you guys were early on in the resurgence of turntables.
That's correct. That's correct.
You guys were, in fact, you were front of the pack, quite frankly.
I would agree with that.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? But now, so we'll talk about the new line of turntables. What is new this year? And what are turntables like? The turntables we had in 1978, what's the same? What's different?
Well, they're damn near the same, frankly. But we have kind of taken it into the modern era. So the listener of today is very different than the listener of yesteryear. I mean, that was your that and radio were your primary audio sources, a cassette tape or eight track or reel to reel or whatever here and there. So really that was the go to market, right? Now you kind of have your core listeners who never gave up vinyl. You have people who are intrigued by vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
They see that record sales are up and they want to get in on it. And then you have this new user who is collecting vinyl, but they don't have a turntable. So it's very interesting to me that they get this vinyl because it's kind of a keepsake, and these people like to have tactile representations
of
the things they like, even though they listen digitally. But now they're starting to think, you know what, maybe I should spin this stuff. So
start listening to it.
Yeah. So when we say we have a lot of new turntables, what we have is we've revamped our entry-level price point.
Mm-hmm.
So we sold very well in our entry-level price point. We've taken that and we've kind of gone back to the drawing board. We have new aesthetic design on that.
They're lovely, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. And we actually have, in our entry-level price point, we have four different flavors of turntable based around the same platform. So in its basic, we have an analog output. That's the one that everyone knows and loves. It has the two RCA plugs that you plug into your receiver. On this model, we have a little switch, and it says phono or line. So we have the built-in preamp, so
yes,
we can put this into what now is referred to as an auxiliary input.
Okay.
Okay, so that's our opening piece, the analog. The next one we have has the analog output as well as a USB output. Why, pray tell, would you want a USB output? Well, maybe someone wants to archive or rip their vinyl into their computer.
Sure.
So now you can do that with that one.
May I add, and people will say, well, why would you want to do that? Because you can get everything digitally. Well, the fact is, a lot of stuff that was on vinyl didn't come out on CD. And if
it didn't come
out on CD, it may not have come out digitally. So there's a lot of stuff that didn't make the transition for a variety of contractual reasons.
100%. And frankly, it could have been a record you made in your youth in your band.
There you go. Exactly.
So that's number two.
Okay, got that. USB.
Number three is we have one with a Bluetooth output.
Ooh.
So now I can connect to my favorite Bluetooth speaker or headphones. I don't need a receiver any longer. And a fourth model.
Yes.
We have one that has a built-in headphone amplifier with a headphone output and comes bundled with a headphone. So literally, you can buy this bundle and you are listening to records the second you get home.
That is pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
And those are all based around this entry-level product we have called the AT-LP60X.
Okay.
So that's the new kind of base for all those.
Now, my recollection is that this whole thing started back maybe 6 or 7 years ago? Is that kind of when this all, when the resurgence started?
Yeah, we were noticing an uptick. And at that point, a little bit before that, we've always done phono cartridges. That's in our DNA. We started as a phono cartridge company. That was the first product we ever made. So we never got rid of that. And then we ramped up kind of making the actual turntables because it was kind of like hen's teeth. You know, you either bought a vintage one or there were a couple on the market. So we got in early on. Since then, you know, we have this entry-level piece. We have what we consider a step-up models, and we have two that we've introduced here, and they're very attractive belt drive turntables with a wood finish, and they go
they're lovely.
Very Scandinavian decor, you know.
It's very retro looking feel. Lovely. I mean, it's great.
They're very cool. And so we have two models in there, and that's for the people who kind of got their feet wet with our LP60 and want a step-up piece.
Yeah.
And then we have a true audiophile line where we're talking, you know, actually the higher end you go, kind of the less features you get. It's one of those ironic things, but you want to kind of strip things out and you want the purity of the audio signal and you just want a dense turntable that spins at a consistent speed and kind of that's it.
Sure. And are those USB also?
No.
They're not.
When we get there, those customers are typically not looking for a USB output.
But do they have the phono preamp built in?
One does, one doesn't. It really depends on the user base and the user knowledge what actually feature set they use. And then we have two DJ turntables. And that's a piece that has always been around. The DJs will consistently some faction spin vinyl.
Yes.
So I am myself a vinyl junkie, but for a while I was really glad to see him go.
Mm-hmm.
And as most people were, because they were a real headache, but now there's a certain nostalgia and a certain sound quality you just can't get through other medium.
Now let's talk headphones.
All right.
Because you guys make some awesome headphones.
And a lot of them.
And a lot of them. Well, you and others. You know, it is mind-numbing how many headphone companies there are now. But I will tell you, as you know, I mean, this is not fad for Audio Technica.
It is not. We are, in fact, Audio Technica at the core was a Japanese-founded company. And we still are one of the largest headphone resellers in Japan. So we're one or two, if you want to get into the metrics of units or dollar sales or whatever.
And a lot of recording studios that I've been in have Audio Technica headphones.
100%. So in the U.S., we're very popular in the recording studios.
Yes.
And primarily that was because of one headphone, great segue, called the ATH-M50X.
Yes.
So this was made for recording studios. And we have hundreds of recording studios, and it's trusted by professionals and the people who make the music. Well, you know, consumers got wind that they could buy this thing. It's not like confined. It's not like we're not going to sell to them. And so they started to think, hey, you know, the headphones that were used to make the music I'm listening to, maybe I can listen on those headphones.
That's
and
right.
They're like, holy cow, these things sound amazing. So we had this kind of like dual distribution. So we had large distribution through the pro channel as well as the consumer channel.
Nice.
But again, since they were optimized for recording studio durability, locking cable, wired, but they were clamoring for a Bluetooth version. So now we have a Bluetooth consumer version of the ATH-M50X.
Oh, interesting. And I don't recall they were that expensive, really.
No, the M50X streets for about $149, and the Bluetooth is $199.
No, they're very inexpensive. Yeah. You know, I remember those. I love those. So, listen, we got to take another break. Can you stick around for another segment? We are talking to Gary Boss. He is from Audio Technica, one of my favorite companies. So stay right there. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
A winter weather advisory is an invitation to own the roads in the Dodge Charger, America's only four-door muscle car with all-wheel drive. To take the winter by storm in a Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive in its class. And to burn some rubber and melt the snow in the Dodge Challenger, the first all-wheel drive muscle coupe. Don't miss the Dodge President's Day event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segment. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4-plus years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
You are listening to Popular Technology Radio. You have me, Mike Etchart, in your ears. And I actually am sitting in the South Hall here at the Las Vegas Convention Center talking to my good friend Gary Voss, he of Audio Technica. Now let's segue into 2019 stuff. So you got pretty cool-looking in-ear, separate Bluetooth.
Yeah, the industry term for that is true wireless.
Thank you.
Meaning there are literally no wires.
No
right?
wires, exactly.
So I always thought it was kind of a weird nomenclature. But, yeah, if you have the independent right and left that go in your ear,
yes,
you're done.
That's right. Yes.
So we actually kind of took a little different end around on approaching this. And we actually have two different models. So we have one that is geared towards the sports enthusiast.
Okay, so going to the gym or working out.
And running and whatnot.
I count myself in that group.
And then we have one that is geared towards more of the audiophile. We have very separate boxes to tick on both of those. That's why we came out with two. So with the sport, we wanted the best fit, the smallest form factor, and it needed to be waterproof. So now we have an IPX5 rating, which means you can run them under running water to clean them off after your workout, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they have a lower battery life because we had to put a smaller battery in because we make the daggone things smaller, right?
Yes.
So 3.5 hour battery life, which if you're working out for 3.5 hours, kudos, props
right.
to you.
That's right. But you're in the minority.
But then the storage case is also a recharge unit for them. So you can get, I think, 4 recharges out of the case.
Nice.
So that's kind of nice without a power source.
Yeah. That, in fact, is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Essentially, you charge the case.
Right, which then recharges
the buds, and you can do that up to 4 times with each case charge.
Right, that's correct.
Okay, that's cool.
Right. So that's number one. And then the second model we have is more for the audiophile.
Okay.
And that one, it's a little larger.
Mm-hmm.
We need a little larger port. We have larger diameter drivers.
Sure.
We have a larger battery, so
which
now
is
we're
not
getting
to say they're large drivers.
Well, they're 11 millimeter, which is pretty decent for if you look at the form factor.
Totally.
And then we're getting 6 hours per charge, and then you can use the case to get another charge and a half.
Okay, gotcha.
And again, those are optimized for audio quality. They also feature the aptX. This is a compression algorithm that was born in the studios.
Yes, recording studio.
Yeah, so it's a high fidelity opportunity to compress and expand audio.
Yes, so the bottom line is these Bluetooth headphones are going to sound dramatically better than early generation of Bluetooth.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
And in fact, if you care about music, if you're buying anything Bluetooth, you got to have this in it.
Gotcha.
I think. I mean,
I agree too, yeah. And that's why we put that in our high fidelity Bluetooth products.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
We now have an app called the Connect app, which allows you to not only have your user manual coordinate all the Bluetooth Audio-Technica products you have. It also has a locate my phone, so it'll show last time they were paired, where they were located on a map if you have to lose them.
Yeah.
So that's another new thing for us.
That's pretty cool.
Again, companies say they have a core competency, and ours is transducer. And essentially a transducer is anything that converts one form of energy to another. So let's look at our phono cartridge, our first product. Mm-hmm. We wiggle a little stick. We move within a magnetic field, which creates a small electrical signal. So we're taking mechanical energy and turning it to an electrical energy.
Yes.
When you look at something like, say, a headphone, we're putting electrical energy and moving physically a round cone of some random material, which produces sound. And microphones do the exact same thing. We wiggle a cone of material, which produces an electrical signal. So that's, long story short, that's what we do.
Yeah,
that's
and have been doing for a long time.
Since 62.
Yeah.
So,
getting the hang of it, I might have.
Yeah. So that's really where our core comes from. And then we're an audio-first company. And then the electronics, then we wrap around our core technologies. So.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing a great job of everything.
Awesome.
Yeah. And this, I mean, the turntables look great. The headphones always have been great. They continue to be great. And you've got a new noise-canceling model as well.
We do, called the ATH-ANC 900BT, another Bluetooth piece.
Okay.
This actually uses digital hybrid technology, and it's the highest degree of noise canceling we have ever offered in a noise canceling headphone. New here at CES 2019.
There you go. Thank you very much.
And so we're really excited for that. Again, Bluetooth touch control, great noise canceling, super comfy, and again, audio first. So
there you go.
We're
and
really
and
about
what's
the
price on the are those available now? Or are they coming?
We're shipping shortly, and $299.
Okay, that's
don't hold me to that.
All right, okay. That's
but I think I'm within plus or minus 10%.
There you go. Exactly. I'll take that. We're all dizzy from the trade show.
That's
so
right.
Who knows? If folks want to find out more about the new products, Gary, I'm going to guess they need to go to the Audio Technica website. But it's that URL, Gary.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
So it's www. That stands for World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you.
Audio,
let me write that down.
Audio, the word audio hyphen.
Okay. Dash to you and me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Technica,
yep.
Which is technical with no L. So
yep.
Technica audio. Technica.com.
There you
easy
go.
As easy.
Awesome. All right. Gary, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Thanks. And
fun
in fact,
to be here.
We're going to do this one more time. I'm going to be at the NAMM show in about 2 weeks, and I'm going to drag you on that show.
All right. I'll be there with bells on.
We'll talk about the Pro Lion stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, pleasure, Gary. Thanks so much. All right. We'll be right back, folks. Pop Tech Radio from CES 2019.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
Is your family vacation more of a trip than a vacation? I'm Michelle Jerson, the Passport Mommy. As a mom to a 21-month-old, I refuse to stop traveling. But I also know it can be a headache if not done right. This Passport Mommy Minute is brought to you by VRBO. When traveling with the family, hotel rooms can add up. If you have more people than can fit into one room, why not rent an entire home? With amenities like a full kitchen, multiple bedrooms, and a washer and dryer, your life as a mom is made easier instantly. You don't have to eat out every meal and can prepare breakfast, lunch, and snacks at home. Little ones that need to nap or go to bed early have their own room, and you can pack less because you can wash your clothes along the way. Vacation homes can be found in cities around the world, in gorgeous beach towns, near national parks, and abroad. So to book your next vacation beach house, cabin, or condo, whether it's here in the U.S. or somewhere in Europe, go to VRBO.com. They do the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect place to stay for your next getaway. I'm Michelle Jerson, your Passport Mommy.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio. It is Las Vegas is what it is. We are walking around looking at very, very cool stuff, and we bumped into a company called Tech Den last night, and James Simons is with us. He is from Perth, Australia. James, it's a pleasure.
G'day, Mike. How are you? Thank you very much.
Very well. We both have two daughters.
Wow.
And we are both concerned about the phone usage of our children. You guys have a wonderful product, an app, and a hardware device. Talk about the motivation for this. This is, can we call this kid training?
Look, that's a great way to put it, and I think it's just creating healthy habits and healthy digital citizens, you might want to say. It's,
yes.
I want my daughters to have far better habits around technology than I've adopted. So I think that's
guilty
what that's
as charged. Yes. Yeah. So what was the motivation?
Yeah, I think part of that was just, you know, looking at the amount of time my kids are on their devices and wanting to find a really good balance and help empower them to become really responsible themselves, not me just always telling them to get off their device or what's right and wrong. I want them to learn what that actually looks like. And TechDen is actually a consumer arm of a larger company that we have called Lock and Charge, and we build charging and storage and security solutions for devices in schools. We manage all of their devices. And teachers were like, what have you got for our kids that are coming blurry-eyed, haven't slept, been on their device all night? How are you helping parents tackle that problem? And I had that issue myself, and I think that was the catalyst to go, all right, we really got to do something about that. We had some great ideas, and we put them together and came up with something amazing.
So give us an overview of how it works. I'll let you explain.
All right, yeah. Look, it is the first product that combines an app that helps parents manage screen time with a physical hardware device, a physical home for our kids' devices. And so we can set, there's great software out there that helps you set limits for your kids' time usage. And if you like, you can use that software to even shut those kids' devices down, like just remove their apps. A lot of the time, however, although that might empower you as a parent, it creates a little more conflict. And what we're trying to do is to not be the bad guys here. We're trying to help them know what's good and what's not. And so with the app, we can set time limits that they use their device. And when that time's up, they return it to the den. And when it's in the den, it lives there, it stores there, it charges in there. But it's secured in there. The doors are locked when it's not a session that they're able to use their device. So with my girls, I have a session between 4:30 and 6. During that time, they can have half an hour screen time. So the den's door will open at 4:30. They can get the device out. As soon as they unplug it, the timer starts. And once it gets down to 10 minutes to go, they get an alert that pops up on their screen. Says, you've got 10 minutes. Ella, you've got 5 minutes. All right, Ella, it's time to return your device. She's then got 5 minutes to return it.
Yeah.
And she does it every time now, and I'll tell you why in a second. But if she doesn't, I can then have a teaching moment with my kid and just say, hey, come on, we agreed on that. Maybe we have a little break for a couple of days to remind you that we have these boundaries for a reason. But the reason that she's getting it back every time right now is we put a reward system in. And that reward is not just more screen time. That reward is, hey, what means a lot to you? And for her, it's going out for an ice cream with dad without her sister. And so, all right, you return it 10 times without being told to return it, then great, we'll go do it. Religiously now, they will put it back, they'll plug it in on time, sometimes even early, to make sure that they're working towards their goal. And in that meantime, it's creating a habit, and a really healthy habit, and they're learning that there's a time that I'm allowed it and there's a time that I'm not.
Yeah.
What's most profound, however, is that it's out of sight and it's out of mind. So our kids are actually asking for their devices less. A lot of the time when they get bored, the easiest thing to cure that boredom is to think, oh, I just want to get on my device.
Yes.
Usually it's because they can see it. And if they don't, the trigger to use it is not there if it's not visually seen.
How free.
And so it's been really quite profound.
Yes. I wonder if I can go back and retrain myself. Because like you said, I have bad digital habits. I admit it. You know, and it's... Oh, it's wonderful. Now, so is this product available in the States right now?
In 5 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks' time, we begin shipping. It's available for pre-order right now on techden.com.
Techden.com.
And this week at CES, there is a product code. I cannot remember what that product code is. Contact us, send us a note that you want the discount for CES, and we'll give it to you. You can get $50 off if you do it this week.
Oh, that's huge. So what is going to be the retail price once they're...
It's only $229. That comes with the app. There is no fee for the app. There's no subscription fee. A lot of parents said, we do not want yet another subscription.
Yes.
I think my family's up to around 18 subscriptions, right?
Yes,
so it's,
I know it.
We're over it, and so we built something that they can buy and then just use for good.
Well, it's fantastic. It struck us last night when we bumped into you. What a neat idea. And again, I have girls, and it's like, you want them to be good digital citizens, and
right.
And you feel bad because you know maybe you're not the best digital citizen as a parent.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And so this kind of frees them. So where will it be available when it is available in 5 or so weeks?
Yeah, techdan.com.
Techdan.com.
Straight away, they're the first place. Then we're looking then to go straight to Amazon.
Okay.
And then just strategically just seeing what's the bricks and mortar that we might want to put it in.
Sure.
But otherwise, I think that's a real go-to for most people right now.
Well, it's a pleasure, James, for having you on. Thanks so much. Wonderful idea. Thank you for bringing it to market on behalf of all parents that need this. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, James Simons, he is from TechDen. It's techden.com. Check it out. And on that, we've got to wrap it up for this edition of Pop Tech Radio. Thanks all for listening in. This is part of our continuing coverage of CES 2019. We'll be back with more. Don't forget, we are a podcast at iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts. So please tune in for some of those past episodes if you want it. But we'll be back with another episode from CES. Until then, have a great week. From Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart saying thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
On the track, even 1/100 of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.